The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind, speak your mind, don't be shy, this is your time to shine.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horse. Check it out. With me on the Whatever crew, we got our partner, man, that y'all already know of by now. We probably don't know. It's only the third episode. Terry Cliff, tell us what's happening.
What's going on, y'all? This is another good show we're going to have. Let's do it.
Our third member, Miss Nika. Won't be with us today on this third episode. You know when you start something new, you got that 90-day probation, and she already messed that up already.
She on 15-day.
Oh, man.
15-day probation. She missed work for whatever reason.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we won't be having her with us this week. Right. So, but we're still gonna bring the show though, man. We're gonna bring it because this Donnie you talking about. Yeah, I can carry Trophy Horse by myself, and that's right, Tricky. I said it by myself, but I prefer to have you guys with me. Nah, I ain't gonna say it like that, nah. But I think we can handle this though, man. You ready to get us a try?
We have to.
Yeah, we got to. Show must go on. That's my motto. Well, check this out, man. This came across my head yesterday when I was coming up for a outro for this show. And it just ran through my head, like, what's the difference between a roll and a spin?
A roll
and a spin. Like, you roll a ball or you spin the ball. Like, what's the what's difference? What's the total? What's actually the difference?
That popped in my head when you asked that. I thought about a roll is going forward and a spin is going sideways. I don't know,
but okay,
the same to me. But that's a good question.
Okay, but let's just take what you just said. A roll is going forward and a spin is going sideways. Let's just take that. But if you look at the roll going forward sideways, it's spinning.
Yeah, I think it's the same. But say you in gym class and the teacher tell you the gym teacher tell you to roll. I want you to roll. Sometimes what do? You might.
Yeah, you get on the ground and you roll sideways.
You can roll sideways.
Most likely, but it's the same.
Yeah, but what a definition to both is a force. Well, spinning is a force spinning fast in momentum or something like that. And roll is the same thing, a force being rolled in momentum, being pushed. So they both got the same definition, basically. But, like I said, I was coming up with a outro. And I would think of something around with Sprewell spinners. Mm-hmm. But then I would think, when I say that, the whole thing popped in my head about tires. Are tires rolling or spinning? So that's what I was just thinking, man.
Both.
So, yeah, I told y'all crazy things be popping in my now again. So, yeah, that's...
You know what? That's good because, you know, most of these questions that... I mean, most of these words that mean the same thing... I got from white people from back in the day.
They didn't know either.
It was black people. The dictionary would be very, very short. It would. It would be very, very short. One word, that's all you need. It explain everything out of that one word. That's one word you need to use. We don't need no road, spin.
Well, we need spin because Sprewell wouldn't have spinners if we didn't have spin.
No.
So we have some Sprewell rollers.
See, this is something that has been brought up by the Democrats.
You know what? Let's change the name to, you know, how you get in front of each other and let's play roll the ball. Let's play spin the ball to each other now.
Spin the ball. Right.
Spin the ball to each other.
Boy, it don't matter what it is. Just do it. You're saying it wrong. It don't mean nothing. Just do it. Play the game.
Either play it. Or get up and go to your room. Matter of fact, just go to your room. Just go. Go to your room.
No. Why don't you roll and spin to your room? Pick one of them.
Why don't you roll and or spin to your room?
Boy, just do it. My daddy did it. My daddy before his daddy did it.
My daddy did it. We did some spinning mofos, boy. I tell you. You know what else came to my head? This is a while ago. I'm a horror fanatic. You know that. I like horror movies. That's my favorite genre in movies. And it's so disappointing nowadays. Like, horror movies, shoot, since the 2000s, I gotta say. It's
pretty predictable.
I predict horror movies like crazy. Like, I predict them like I'm the one directing them. That's how... Man. I give them all a chance. Even the independent horror movies, like, I watch them in, you know, supposed to be AAA horror movies. I watch them. I give them all horror movies a chance, even though I know it might be whack, but my horror movie person inside me has to watch it because, like I say, I'm a horror movie fanatic. Mm-hmm. But I came across this thing like Ghost. Why do they want to possess? Because when I notice in ghost movies, you got these two types of ghost types of movies. You got the demon ghost, I guess you could say they ghost, or a form of the ghost family, or vice versa. A demon is a form of the ghost family. I mean, a demon family. Oh, vice versa. Anyway.
Oh, dead.
Anyway, yeah, they're both, yeah, the devil ain't living. Right. But why do ghosts and demons want to possess? Because I notice in ghost movies, when they possess a person, they lose all or half of their powers. And in demon movies, most demon movies I've seen, they usually keep their powers, the demons, but ghosts, they lose all or have. And I never understood it, because why go through all this when you're going to lose all your powers? I'd rather stay dead than keep the powers that I have.
Right, I understand that, but I can explain why demons possess. I can't explain why ghosts possess. Demons possess because they can't live outside of
the realm
a vessel. They can't without it. They're hurt.
You can't.
They're hurt, so they have to possess. It's in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they. That's why they possess.
I haven't come across that part yet.
Like, if you read in the Bible, you know about Jesus, how he threw the seven demons. I think it was seven. I want to say seven. The seven demons in the pig that had one man possessed. Mm-hmm. They begged Jesus because he was about to cast them out. He said, "Please throw us into the pig," because they had to go somewhere. It can't live outside a vessel. So he threw in the pig, and that pig was possessing, ran off and threw itself off the cliff.
So you went to the biblical
way. I was just explaining why a demon possess, why a demon would possess a vessel, why a demon would possess a person.
Well,
I don't understand about the ghost.
Well, okay, well, that's good. I knew people got possessed in the Bible, but I didn't know about the whole thing. Yeah. But in a movie world, demons, they can live outside the body. They just want the body because...
What movie have you saw that live outside the body?
That's how they come into our world to try to get our body. They constantly come into our world fiddling with our everyday lives to...
But they jump from one to the next.
Yeah, but they come, they go back and forth from their world to our world, but they don't be harmed when they come to our world. Like, I don't know if you...
Oh, that's in movies.
Yeah, that's in movies. Yeah. But they do want a flesh and blood being. They do want to be flesh and blood, though.
Just like another good movie, the perfect example, what's that? Fallen.
Denzel, yeah.
Yes, was a good movie.
Yeah, I like that. But... Yeah, that was a demon, wasn't it?
That was a demon.
But we kind of digressed slightly.
Ezekiel, I think it was.
Yeah, we kind of digressed slightly, but he kept all his powers when he was inside those people, did he not? Ghosts don't. Ghosts, either when you get possessed, like I said before, they lose half their powers or all. And that's what I don't understand, like ghosts in particular. If I'm a ghost, I would not possess you, because I'm having more fun toying with your mind outside of this ghost form than I would have toying with the family members in your household being you, because I can't do nothing as you anymore. I could just be devious.
Right.
Yeah, it's
for me to be a ghost is like, get out.
Yeah, and have the house talking.
For me, talking to your body, like, whatever.
I'll have fun as heck possessing the TV while you watching it. And I'm talking to you, and you try, like, one of those infomercials. And then I tell you, you know what I'm saying?
If I was a ghost, tell you the truth, if I was a ghost, I'd be around a fine girl all the time.
Yeah.
As soon as she get naked, get in that shower, you look good. Who's that?
So you'd be at a gynecologist ghost.
No, I ain't going to do no touching. I just want to look. I just want to peep like, hey, y'all, here I come.
Yo. Yo, look out, ghost sisters. I'm about to come.
No, you ain't looking at the ghostesses. You're looking at the girl.
Ghostesses. Yes, folks. Yes, we said ghostesses. I know it's not ghostesses. I know it's ghost, okay? I know how to speak.
Like, I'm telling you, that's what every guy. Every guy that was a ghost will see a naked girl. Unless you gay. But anyway,
you had to throw that in there, huh?
Hey, you know, nowadays, whatever you prefer.
unless you gay. You know what? That'll be some funny junk. That's something I have not come across. Knows. Yeah, I have not come across that in a movie. Now I'm quite sure it's going to be something like that now.
Somebody gay working on it right now.
Oh, my goodness. That would probably be a funny. That's probably one of those comedy horror type movies.
Peter Griffin has a mustache.
No way.
Way. Oh.
And now, we spoke on this earlier today, TV shows, and I have this in mind. Who is the best looking TV wife out of all the TV series? Before you
wife
answer,
and mother or well, just wife?
Well, it don't make a difference, wife and mother and or, but wife in general, whether you got kids or not.
Number one is Claire Huxtable.
Dang you! Give me something on that.
Claire Huxtable.
Give me something on that.
Claire Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable to best this
mother,
day.
Best mother, best wife, best lover, best friend.
Well, I don't know about the lover part. You made love to her?
Huh?
You made love
like
to her?
To.
I gotta say, to this day, there's no other TV wife topping Claire Huxtable.
Heck no. And she had education, too.
Oh, my goodness.
She's making paper, too.
Claire Huxtable is that deal when it comes to TV-wise.
Exactly.
But I will say this.
Felicia Rashad.
I will say this. Doug's wife, Kings and Queens, she is freaking hot, too. But
she is, too. Her attitude is all
changed. I'm about to say, but she is the meanest wife of them all. She is mean as heck, man. She's so mean that I don't understand why the divorce hasn't happened yet.
You haven't finished seeing it?
Yes, I watched it all the way through. They supposed to did have a breakup, I think.
Yeah.
Like, got divorced on, like, the last...
Well, he was talking about it, but they never did.
Yeah, but they never did. But, I would not make it being her husband.
I will be in that garage all the time.
With my PlayStation.
Shoot, even in the cold.
I need my PlayStation dealing with a wife like that. She would most definitely, that PlayStation would most definitely keep me from going to lock up dealing with her.
Exactly. She's the meanest wife on TV.
Selfish as heck on top of that.
Exactly.
Man. Selfish as heck. Bad. But she looked good, though.
She looked good.
But speaking on the whole look good and your attitude, no matter how good you look, ladies, no matter how good you look, your attitude will turn you ugly as heck.
I don't want to deal with you.
Attitude would turn you ugly with the quickness. Quick.
Like I said, what turns me from a girl is she got that fighting in her. That means when she talk mess, she want to hit you. And you know I can't hit a woman back, and I ain't trying to go to jail, so... I'd rather not deal with you.
Oh, you can hit a woman back. It just ain't more... To society, it ain't none right.
Exactly.
But I'm not condoning, but I mentioned this before on the other show that I do. Don't hit nobody and don't expect to get hands put back on you. Whether you male or female. Not saying I'm going around beating on my significant other. But just let it be known, everybody has that snapping point. And if you take it there, you never know what might happen.
And
you might the person black out on you, and then come back and be standing over you and yelling, "I told you not to go there! I told you not to go there!"
If I have a snapping point, I want to have a snapping point to where even I knock the cop out.
Oh yeah, I am about to go to jail just for knocking you out. Right. I'm going to jail for knocking a whole whoever came in her vicinity is getting knocked out. I can't go to prison talking about I knocked out my wife, man. She ain't know how to shut up. No, you got to go to prison talking about, I knocked out my wife. But when the cops came through, they tried to stop me from knocking out my wife. I laid them out, too.
They had to call double backup.
But not Detroit cops. Detroit cops always ask you, okay, I would send a cop out there, but when do you think the dispute would be over with?
Exactly.
You said in about 30 minutes. Okay, we'll send somebody out in about 25 minutes, and they should get there probably around that time.
No, you fire at lunchtime. You fire at lunchtime. They ain't coming until you. It's time for bed.
You know, in Detroit, they got that. I hope they changed it, but you know they got like that 9-to-5 thing.
What? Were they not in the office?
Yeah.
Still doing that?
Yeah. So basically, after 5 o'clock. It's freaking purge time.
They're supposed to be out on the streets and you can't find them out there.
Man, it's freaking purge time after 5 o'clock. Like, the streets of Detroit is purging after 5 until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wild West out there for real.
That is some stupidity. I never heard there is a time frame on emergency.
Exactly. Well, with the money we're supposed to be getting here, hopefully they break all that.
I mean, they figure the money is safe because Kwame is in lockup.
I ain't got nothing. Kwame ain't take that money. He's doing 28 years for somebody else. Yeah. So that's messed up. Matter of fact, he's doing it for his daddy.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
Free Kwame.
Oh, man. I hate that joke, man. You know what? That's another stupid thing to me.
What?
Free so-and-so. I hate when people go there, and I hate when rappers say that junk all the time.
Bun B started it, from what I know.
Free, man, you know the guy out there committing 3 murders back to back, and you talking about some free this person.
No, I ain't gonna say free that. Committing murders, rapes, and...
I'm just saying, like, dude, stop
pay
it.
Pay your taxes. Pay your taxes. That's just wrong.
He only did a couple years of tax fraud.
You know you're supposed to pay taxes. Pay taxes. I wish I could make the money they be making these rappers and actors. I mean, the top ones, too. And don't pay their taxes.
That's just some stupidity stuff to me, boy.
Uncle Sam going to come for his money.
You know it. And you know the thing about it is that they ain't going to come for it the first time. They ain't going to come for it the second time. They letting that jump pile up to where they know you can't pay it. And then that's when they coming for you.
Then that's when they going to show you who's got the upper hand.
That's when they gonna show you. That's when they gonna come to you like, exactly. You thought you were doing so. You thought that we didn't know that you was doing this. I guess we told you, partner. No, I guess we told you, Wesley.
Exactly. I'm like, no, that's my car. No, that's my house.
Same with that toaster you got over there. That's mine,
matter
too.
Of fact, I own them drawers you wearing. Better pay taxes for nothing.
Wait a minute. You used the card on that? You used to, on them drawers, you paid with that with your card. Yeah, them mine too.
Exactly.
Them mine too.
Shoot, they want to own your mama. They'll find a way.
Oh my goodness, people.
Pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
Black people.
Hey, hold, wait. Why you have to bring the black into this?
Because that's all I know who's not paying their taxes.
That's all you know that ain't paying their taxes.
True. Now somebody white is not paying their taxes. We get penalized the hardest.
No, they just come after us first.
True. They don't come after us first. They just come down on us real hard. I always say that.
Hard.
I mean,
come down.
They make you struggle.
Come down on you hard.
What they said about Tiger Woods. Even after he apologized to his wife, he still got kicked in his nerves. He took all his adornments away and said, "You black for show." Yeah. Right, we got Tiger back.
You know what, Tiger? You are no longer affiliated with the whites now.
Right.
You are now one of them again.
Exactly. They took away your white card.
Better hurry up and get some street quick.
Exactly.
Get some street. Get that out. Hurry up, get that one out the way. You remember we used to play, like, literally in real life, play fight each other as the Dragon Ball Z characters.
No, all boys do that.
No, but we was in, we actually skipped school to go to the wooded area.
Like that was in ninth grade.
To go to the wooded area around away from the school to fight. I remember it was me, was it me and Duro?
Yeah.
He wanted, my favorite characters are Piccolo and Trunks. And he wanted to be, I was Piccolo, but he wanted to be Piccolo. So he was like, you know what, let's just duke it out to be whoever win be Piccolo. And yes, I whooped him, but I let him be Piccolo anyway.
Right, you let him be Piccolo.
That's my, that was my pity for that low-level Namekian. He's a Dende to me. That's what he is. He's a Dende.
I remember when Dragon Ball Z first came out, me and my brother, because he was Goku, and he was telling me I could be Yamcha. I was Yamcha first.
What the hell? That's just like a brother. Him being the oldest, too, he would throw you Yamcha. Nobody wanted to be no Yamcha.
See, he was Goku because of Dragon Ball, so he got to call him first. When he said, when Dragon Ball Z came out, I said I wanted to be a character on there. He's like, you can be Yamcha. He looked something like Goku. And I was like, okay, I'll be Yamcha. But then when I saw Vegeta, anybody call him? I like Vegeta, man. I'm gonna be Vegeta.
Anybody call him?
That's what we're still getting into it. That's before we got to high school. So by the time we got to high school, I already had dibs on Vegeta.
Yeah, and then you know he go our little gang. We had we got Terry Cliff, we got the Streets, your brother,
mm-hmm.
and Kevin.
Was little G.
Lil G. We had Duro for a set period of time.
Duro.
And I felt ashamed of myself asking who was the dark-skinned guy.
Oh, you mean, you talking about Mario cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, he had a weird name.
No, bro. No. Mario is who I'm talking about.
Oh, Mario.
If he hears this episode anytime in the future,
he was Snoopy.
He probably hunt me
no,
down.
No, he was Scooby.
Scooby. And his cousin was called Keanu.
Keanu. We used to call him Keanu. What is Keanu. That?
Keanu or something like
was
that?
Keanu, I think. Keanu, well, we used to call him Keanu.
Keanu.
Keanu. No. Your name Keanu.
Okay. I was Trunks. Well, I was Piccolo, then switched over to Trunks. Duro was Piccolo. Well, he was given Piccolo. Kevin was Krillin.
Right.
That was funny. You were Vegeta. The Streets was Goku. And who was Mario? I thought Mario was Piccolo.
Mario was Piccolo, too. He became Piccolo after...
After Duro left?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... That just shows you how great Piccolo is. So, we just over here reminiscing about things. Reminiscing. That's how...
I miss high school.
Man... I freaking missed and love high school.
I used to be in the lunchroom.
Sure, we was in lunchroom for 3 hours of the day.
The other Kevin used to do the beats.
Oh, yeah, we used to get our flow session going.
Remember Frank started the Streets. He started, oh! Off of Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when he just came and had him doing that.
Oh man, we was rapping to anything. He made a hip hop version of the Sesame Street beat.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Good times.
Yeah, man. Good times, man. And high school.
I eat school lunch if it was reference.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this whole so called. Oh, you ain't popular because you eat school lunch, man. Oh, good night with that.
Everybody's eating reference lunch.
Man, the school lunch was on point for my.
Everybody's eating reference lunch. And everybody had a salad if you like salad.
I was about to say, a salad is kryptonite to me, but reference salad?
Day salad.
Was on point. Was on point. I used to always get like two of those.
The cakes was good. Everything was good. Yeah. They fried everything. I
like
everything
at reference lunch. Well, reference didn't have fries. They had both.
Because I remember when I ate their fries, they like McDonald's fries the first time I got high. Damn. And I was eating them, and Kevin was
sitting there. You said the first time you got high?
Yeah. First time I got high, I was in the refer. It was me and Kevin. We got high in the hallway. And that, you know, the Kurt's Wing, the brick part?
Yeah.
By the stairs where you go over there by where the swimming is at?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We was over there by them stairs in the, Kurt Wing, and me, him, and I think like another boy, we sat there and got high, and I ate some hot Cheetos, and I went to lunch and had their fries. They like McDonald's fries. He's like, dang, you eating them fries fast? I'm like, shut up.
That's when Kevin come. You got want some of these hot Cheetos?
Hot Cheetos. That was hot his father. Oh, no. That was his father. He was, we was at Superland working, and he was about to register. He like, these are hot Cheetos. He just looking at the bag like, well, you can't read them? What you talking about? You know what you eating?
No, Sammy Davis Jr. looking guy.
Right. Like a cocky Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, man.
And Kevin around here somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where the brother. I wish I can get in contact
My
with
him. My mom and sister ran into him not too long ago. I'm like, why didn't you get a number from him or something? He's selling CDs. Look like something he would do.
His CDs or other people's CDs?
I don't know. He just said he had a bag of CDs.
You know, this is Detroit. I don't know how to take that.
Yeah. Like, oh, you in the hustling CDs.
I remember he had a lawn service that he was going to. And you remember the name of it?
What? No, I know. What was the name?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get it out. Cut 'em up lawn care.
Cut 'em up lawn care.
Yeah.
How many lawnmowers did he have?
I don't know. He didn't have, of course, he's just starting out type thing. But the name.
He even had a name.
But the name, though, cut 'em up lawn care. Like that. You don't want to have cut 'em up in your title.
Well, it makes sense.
It makes sense, but do it sound like you were S-Con, man.
Cut
them
up.
Cut them up, lawn care.
Oh, I guess. Never works for you.
Oh, man. I
mean, your name makes sense, so cut them up, lawn care. Hey. That worked out for the best.
Well, I don't think it lasted long because he probably cut somebody, I think. No, he didn't do that. I don't know.
I'm just picturing him rolling around with one lawnmower. One lawnmower.
Something but that's like, how you start, though, man. That's how you start the lawn service, especially when you by yourself.
You start with a lawnmower, and you got to get an edger.
Yeah.
You look kind of professional. Come with a couple bags, too.
Yeah, especially if you're a one-man crew, that's how you got to do it. Cut them up lawn care service.
That's what I would do. I would come with a lawnmower, an edger, and a couple bags. At least starting out so you look professional.
Oh, man. So, let's bring this reminiscing to a closure. This was a pretty mellow show, but I like the talk, especially the whole we agree that Claire Huxtable is where it's at. You know what? I think I'm gonna name this show something dealing with Claire.
Felicia Rashad, I love you, Felicia Rashad. I wish I could have Bill Cosby her.
Oh, see, now that's wrong. I was just joking.
I was just joking too.
Oh, you didn't. Your face looked serious. They can't see you in podcast.
I can't see my face neither. But I was just playing. I would never do that to her. I love her.
Yeah, let's bring it to a closure. We had some great times reminiscing. We're gonna let's do this again sometime.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Hopefully we have the whole crew with us on that Sunday.
New crew.
Dang, man, you about Donald Trumper, huh, man? Before we leave, I want to say, you know, leave your comments. You know, tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you think about us. You can send us an email at whatever.
All of them.
We appreciate all of them. Like he said, yeah, we will read every single one of them. And yeah, like I said last time, you know, send them because I don't want to make them up at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. That's whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. You know, tell us your story and we might bring you on so you can tell your story your own self.
Or not.
Or not. We can just tell it. And, you know, and if you don't want us to tell it, you know, it'll get told anyway. We just changed the name. But if you send it to us, I will assume that you want the listeners to hear. And then maybe we can help you. And on top of that, maybe the people who's listening to the show can also help you out if you got a problem. Because, you know, I'm here. I'm like a counselor. You know what I'm saying? You know, you bring me your problems. I talk to you. I listen to you. I cry with you. Remember that.
On the real.
On the really real. You know, it ain't, it's not believable if you don't say it 2 times in a row. You can't say on a real. People are like, man, he lying. But you say, be on the real. And then he all like, I got you, man. I believe you, man. You're the man. You're telling the truth out here.
You need somebody to talk to.
Yeah, and I can be reached if you want to get a hold of me personally. I can be reached on Twitter at Young Twist. And if you want to get a hold of Terry Cliff, you send them to me. Send your comments to me because the guy can't see your comments.
I mean, I'm on Facebook and my phone will read my, what you call them, but I don't want to go through all that.
Yeah, so to make his life easier, just send them to me. Also, if you want to get, I'm not sure, I don't have Miss Nika's contact info. So, at least for this episode, her contact info is my info also. Send us your emails and all that stuff, and we will read your stuff. You got any shout-outs?
Yeah, I would like to give a shout-out to Pepsi, because they have some good brands. I love all their pops. Anything they come out with, I love Pepsi, so let me give a shout-out to Pepsi. My next shout-out I would like to give out to my mother, because she's the greatest mom in the world, and to all mothers, true mothers, who take care of their kids even after, you know, after, well, when they're grown. I mean, you're still there, and I can see that. And I think that's beautiful. You know, you hang by your kid's side no matter what. And I like to give a shout out to all true mothers. My sister, my little one, and my daughter. My crew, my boy right here, best friend, brother, confidant. Is that?
Just say I can confide in you. Don't use confidant because I sound like we together.
But
just
say we ain't together. But, you know. He's my brother. I trust him. I trust him to the fullest. So
I think I got a couple more titles too. You failed to say
what, like loyal friend?
But loyal. he looks good.
Look, you can kiss your own butt.
Oh man.
I don't get down with all that.
His teeth ain't all straight, but they still good. Look good.
Anyway, shout out to the listeners. I have to give a shout-out to the listeners.
Okay. I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming over and giving my show a shot. And I hope you like it. And I hope you continue to listen to it after these first 3 episodes. And my fam, my crew that I have here, even though one is missing, she will be penalized. She will be penalized severely. I guarantee you that. Severely penalized.
But we love you anyway.
What he said. I also want to give a shout out to my Trophy Horse crew. You know, we record on the same day.
Shout out.
We record on the same day, and it's a work. It's a busy day for me on Sunday.
Tricky.
We're supposed to rest this week, this day of the week, but this is my busiest day of the week. But until next time, whatever. If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, whatever talk.